Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, you go first. You go first. Think of all the times as kids we challenge one another to do specific things growing up. There could be a thin coat of ice across a pond of water, and we may challenge our friends to walk across it. And they may say to us, you go. And then the statement would be made, well, you go first. And if they did it, then we would be more compelled to do it. If we saw a tall tree, we may say, I bet you won't climb that tree all the way to the top. Somebody else may say, I bet you won't do it. Then the statement is made, you go first. And obviously, we were compelled to go after we saw someone else take that initial leap of faith. Well, in business, my friends and neighbors, there are many people who are still following the you go first philosophy. In other words, they've got the desire to jump out and start their own business and run their own show, build their own team. However, they want to see it done successfully by somebody else. In essence, they want to have the you go first concept and they want to see it in place. Well, as leaders, my friends, we really don't have a choice. We are always the ones that are bound to go first. It's inevitable for us. However, we've got to know how to go first. And if we go first properly, we can create a chain reaction that makes it so easy for everyone to follow in our footsteps. That F in our first acronym reminds us that we don't just need to go first. We need to go first faithfully. Yes, my friends, faithfulness is a lost art. It's akin to loyalty. It's our ability to stay with an organization long enough to rise. If you know anything about baking, you know that if you have yeast in flour and you go to create dough, that over time that dough is going to rise. It's not going to rise immediately and it's not going to rise automatically. It rises when the temperature and the timing is just right. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to hang in there with opportunities until the temperature and the timing is just right. Some are agitated right now because they don't feel as if they've risen fast enough. Don't let that agitate you, my friends. Remember that the yeast in the flour is going to cause that dough to rise, and there is something in you that's going to cause you to rise over time. But we've got to remain faithful. You know, faithfulness is an art. It is simply honoring the relationship by not straying from the stated or implied commitment. Every business opportunity has a stated or implied commitment. Every relationship does as well. And cheating is when a person strays from those stated and implied commitments. Are you straying from your commitments, my friends? Are you wandering off just a little bit because success has evaded you temporarily? I challenge you to get back in the game and be faithful enough to hang in there long term. That I in our first acronym reminds us of the importance of going first intelligently. The blind should never lead the blind. This is when we commit ourselves to not only having a working knowledge of all that the company entails, but to go even deeper than that, to ask the questions, to do our homework, to know the stats, to know the data. Those who are following us are expecting us to know every nook and cranny of the business. They want us to know all the ins and outs. They're not going to go on a company website to ask any questions. They're going to ask you. They're going to be looking for your expertise and your guidance. You are going to become their GPS, as it were. They're going to feel like they cannot make it without you. You know, astronauts, they typically will launch into outer space. However, they only do that after months and years of research is conducted. They don't go into orbit haphazardly. They go into orbit intelligently. By the same token, my friends, it's worth our time and effort and energy to go into orbit. We're looking to fly. We're looking to soar. We're looking to go into a whole nother stratosphere. And there's no reason to do that ignorantly. We should only do it with all the knowledge at our disposal. That R in our first acronym reminds us to go responsibly. Yes, my friends, responsibly. You know, our words and our actions have consequences. The decisions we make are going to impact other lives. That's the reason why it's incumbent upon us to go responsibly. What do you mean? That's moving forward according to the ethical guidelines laid out by the company as well as the guidelines that you've created yourself. You're the one that creates culture for every organization, my friends and neighbors. When you decide that you're going to take on the mantle of becoming an entrepreneur, then that decision is not one that's taken lightly. On the contrary, the entrepreneurs, the leaders, and again, I'm using the term entrepreneur loosely. I really should say the leaders, because it doesn't matter if you're working a 9-to-5. If you're a leader, then responsibility is required. In a bar, a bartender will not allow a person to drink themselves into a state that's so bad that they wouldn't be able to drive themselves home. If they feel like a person's had too much, it's the bartender's job to say, hey, even though I want you to buy products and services, you've had too much tonight. Come back another day. That's responsibility, my friends. Responsibility means that I'm putting an emphasis on the needs of other people, that I'm going first, but I'm doing it in a way that my pattern can be effectively followed by somebody else. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we start off with the wrong pattern, then everyone that comes behind us is going to follow that wrong pattern. We don't want that. We want to go forward, but we want to go forward responsibly, setting the ethical and the moral fibers for the organization and the people that we lead, outlining for them the things that we should do, obviously, of course, that set a great pattern of character, of leadership, of work ethic, of morality, you name it, that's in the mix. Then the S, my friends, probably the last one we'll get to today, says we also have to be willing to go singularly. Singularly, yes, my friends, what do I mean by that? That means that we cannot wait on others. When we are convinced that we're doing the right thing, we've got to do the right thing, even if it means we're doing it all by ourselves. I'm reminded historically of the aviator Charles Lindbergh. In 1927, he made the first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. He did it all alone. He didn't have anyone to go with him. He didn't have a co-pilot in the cockpit. He had a vision, and he was committed to taking on that vision, even if it meant going all by himself. Are you willing, my friends, to take on a journey, even if you have to go it alone? And I say to you that if you're committed to going singularly, that one of the key components of doing that is also to go swiftly. That means that you're not going to wait to see if somebody else is going to join the party. You're going to go, and you're going to go all alone. You know, buses have schedules, trains have schedules, planes have schedules, and if you miss that plane, you miss your destination, and you've got to be there at a particular time in order to make it to somewhere else in a particular time. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you, don't just move singularly, move swiftly. When you know that you're making the right decision and doing the right thing, jump in it all the way. Don't wait and don't look back and say, man, I wish I would have done this 2 months ago or 2 years ago. Imagine where I would be if I would have just moved swiftly. There are many people who, even in the cryptocurrency market, say to themselves, man, if I just would have bought that Bitcoin or that Litecoin a little faster, I would have made a whole lot more money. I thought about it then, but I didn't do it. Many people are kicking themselves, not because they didn't go singularly. They're kicking themselves because they didn't also combine that with going swiftly. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this brief training segment, and I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.